Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. It's Monday, May 14th, 2018. Hey, everyone. Did you have a happy Mother's Day? How about you, Marianne? How was your Mother's Day?
It was fantastic.
Your daughters, I'm sure, love on you, I bet.
They do all the time. They're the greatest kids in the whole wide world. I know everybody says that, but I just know it.
Well, you know what? I don't know if you knew this.
I love them to pieces.
When I was talking to God and Jesus the other day, God opened up His wallet and he had a picture of you in there.
Who did?
God.
Oh,
have you ever heard that where
no.
they say, God loves you so much He carries around your picture in His wallet?
I just don't. Why does God have a wallet? He owns everything.
Everything breaks down, obviously.
I'm sorry. I messed it up, didn't I?
That's right.
Oh, gee. Thank you, Mark.
Oh, well.
Try and say that.
Happy beloved Mother's Day.
Yeah, thank you.
And all you moms out there. And moms can be defined, I guess there's a lot of leeway in what we define as a mom, because you could be mothering your next door neighbor's kids. You could not have biological children, but yet be an influencer in so many children's lives that they look at you as their neighborhood mom or their teaching mom, or, you know, you have roles. All of us have different roles and ways we can influence. So
yeah.
I guess for all you women out there, thank you for being used of God in my life and in the lives of all the men that I know, because without women, what would we be?
Not much. Yeah. Wouldn't have gotten too far.
Yeah, that's right. Would have stopped at Adam.
Yeah, so. Well, that's the end of that race.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, okay, so it's Monday, and our habit, I guess the last few weeks, has been reading and mentioning the Prime Life Times. In fact, we're neck deep into the June edition.
Yeah, we are.
In fact, a lot of new advertisers. It's been exciting to see how many people have caught the vision and see the value in the Prime Life Times, and those that I've talked with and explained, you know, our intentionality on what we're doing with the paper and how we hope God will use it, and the feedback, people are reading it and loving it and sharing it, and advertisers are feeling like it's a good investment for them. So that's really neat when everything works together. And I just keep seeing how God will use it to influence people, or at least alert people that there's a Christian radio station locally.
Yeah.
And they pick it up and they read it and they get intrigued and listen to the station. And so if you're new to the radio ministry, introduce yourself somehow. Let us know you tune in. We have a little welcome packet, and we'd like to be used of God to encourage you on your faith journey, wherever you're at on that continuum, maybe far from God, maybe you don't even believe that He exists yet. Please keep listening and tuning in. Not that we want to try to convince you of anything, but it's a reality. It's a fact. God does love you and He does care. And I would pray and I would trust that as you continue to tune in, that you'll sense that love from Him, and hopefully then get plugged into a good Bible-believing church locally where a group of people can come around you and encourage you and bless you and help you feel like family. And hopefully that's what you'll feel as you tune in, and that God's speaking to you through our programming, through our musical mix, through even some of the articles in the Prime Life Times. So great ministry. Oh, I just love bragging about what God's doing through it and the team He's raised up. Oh, yeah, speaking of the team.
Yeah, yeah. What?
Are you all totally trained now? Joey spent,
about
3 minutes with you last week? Did you get all trained?
No, it was more like 10.
Yeah, you might have got about 12 out of them.
It was actually extremely helpful.
Yeah, he had you here in my seat. You were working on some audio and some different things and some radio spots and some training on how
that
it all works.
That was wonderful. I loved it. So I love that.
Yeah, we're going to have a pattern where Joey probably at least once a month will come in on a Thursday and then do some training. And I'm showing him a number of things out at our radio tower and updating him on some of the things we're doing. And
well, it was fun watching the two of you, you know, like he was doing some editing on the audio, and you come, wait a minute, I do it this way. He's like, well, I do it that way. Oh, wait, we could do this. That was really fun.
He was doing something I'd never seen. I was like, how did that work? And then I came over here just assuming he knew that one little wheel thing.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, did you notice that? He was like, oh, yeah. I don't think he ever had seen that before.
Oh, you guys were funny.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, then we went out to the Fisher Tower and spent about 2 or 3 hours there, showing him how to schedule music and, you know, sort it and figure out everything. And so, yeah, it was great. So great team that being used of God in a variety of ways, and even just ways amongst ourselves, refining each other with ideas, and you being the director of creative services
Yeah.
You know, we expect more ideas to come out of
you. Oh, do you?
And, yeah.
So, I didn't know that was part of it, but okay.
So we're going to read something from the Primal Life Times, but let me alert our listeners at the end of this month on Tuesday, May 29th, from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., so whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, 10% of your food costs will be donated back to the station. But please remember to tell the waiter and the waitress, when your bill is served to you, say, hey, make sure you donate 10% back.
When your bill is served to you. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
what does that mean? Give it to you.
Yeah,
it's
give
like,
it to
here's
you.
Here's on a pretty platter. Here's
bill. Here's So 10% of the total food costs will be donated back to us. And we appreciate Anna and Yoders, her and her husband, that agreed to this. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a number of people show up there. And Prime Life Times, there's a big stand right in there as you go in there. I guess there's a couple of different doors you can go in, but right as you go in the entryway and then you go into the restaurant, it's right there on the left. There's a bunch of other racks with newspapers and auto magazines and all that stuff, but ours is inside, right next to the Tootsie Pop display. And so that's the 29th, so whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just make sure you tell them you're there for the Great News Radio Dinner Club, and they'll take 10% of the food costs and donate it back to the station. And then the next month, a little less than a month from now, Ivan Parker's coming Saturday, June 9th, with his son Josh. They put on a great concert. You'll leave encouraged and blessed.
Yeah.
And then they'll be joined by our very own Singing Men of GNN.
That's always so fun.
We'll put on, I think we're going to do 6 or 8 songs, and then...
Are you going to do Beulah Land?
Yeah, we love doing that with him.
I just love that song.
Sweet Beulah Land.
Yeah.
And there's a, I think when I get carried away,
oh,
he likes to
great.
Get going on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have, I think, 3 more rehearsals until we sing. So.
Wow, is that all? Is it going to be June that soon?
Yeah. Actually, it's this week, this Thursday. Esther has like a half a day on Thursday, and then she's done for the summer.
What?
So this Thursday.
This is like all happening really fast.
Yeah, it's really.
Summer's here, really.
It is.
Sort of.
I dropped her off, I think it was on Friday, and she was saying next week is, she had a different week. Like when I grew up, we called it summer vacation.
Yeah.
But she said it was like ground something.
Huh?
I'm like, what?
Groundhog Day?
No, well,
that's past. That's long past.
So you had a different name, and I was like, oh, you mean summer vacation. Because she was just saying she doesn't have many more days of school.
I wish I wouldn't change names on everything. Can't keep up.
Yeah, it's
summer.
Winter holiday.
Oh, that's right.
You know, some of those
holiday.
Other days.
Yeah.
It's not Christmas holiday.
Oh, that's, well.
Yeah, they removed
for
that.
For some of us, it still is.
Yeah, so. Anyway, so if you want to know more about the Ivan Parker concert, Saturday, June 9th, it's at our website, greatnewsradio.org. But the general open seating, doors open at 6:30. There'll be a free will offering, so just come and enjoy that. But if you want reserved, upfront, artist circle, VIP treatment, then you need to do that in advance. And tickets are $25, which includes a special meet-and-greet reception with Ivan. We'll have some snacks and desserts for that.
Is that going to be
follow
at...
Up.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it'll be next door at the United Methodist Church.
Will the reception be here or over there?
Next door, also in the church.
Okay.
They call it like Urbana First. And so Pastor Bob's been great next door there, and that'll be, meet and greet will be at 6 o'clock, and then we'll have those nice reserved seats for you. But you need to register beforehand or call in, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777, or go online, greatnewsradio.org. You'll see Ivan Parker. Click on that little link, that woofoo link.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then it'll just, you just have to name, phone number, email address if you have it, and then how many tickets you want, and you can pay online or call it in or mail in a check. So
every time you say that little woofoo the way you do, I see one of those little yappy dogs.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how many texts between my son David and Holly.
Oh, yeah.
We always, and Stu, we always have woohoo.
Oh, do
like,
you?
Yeah, so W-H-O-O, then space H-O-O.
Yeah.
And we're all four of us are back and forth. Woohoo, when do we want to celebrate
something? Well, the, what are they called? The Homeland Security, they're not going to be interested in you folks that thing again.
What does that woofoo mean? What
no,
are they
won't
doing?
Be interested.
What are they plotting? What's going on? Okay, so we have in front of us, so we're going to go right to Section B.
Oh, yes. Oh. You like to say the sections.
Yeah, Section B, our ever-growing, and with, I don't know, we haven't determined how many pages for June yet, but, you know, probably 3, 4, 5 more ads. Who knows what could happen if we could add another 4 pages, but I know the sales team is working hard and drumming up some great business. I can't wait to share some of the new ads next month, but we won't share that.
Let them get in there first.
Yeah, let's get this June edition into your hand. Now, pull it out, everyone, because I know many of you have stopped by one of those 150-plus locations and picked up your edition and probably one or two for friends and neighbors. And I know Rob does that. Rob, there's an expectation now. Rob Seidenberg, who is our copy editor and he's
a very good one.
Contributor. Yeah, very good. He was saying the other day, like, these people could go and get their own editions, but he's kind of trained them. Yeah, he brings them to them. It's this one neighbor and somebody else, and now they kind of rely on him doing that. So feel free to be that kind of person where you take it to your small group or to your church Sunday school class or you bring it to work with your additional copies. They're free.
I could go get you one right over here and bring it to
you. Yeah, actually, I have one right.
Yeah, we've got a few.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, now I'm ready. Mine is out.
All right.
This is the May edition, Volume 2, Issue 5, 2018.
Ooh. Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo. All right, so with Section B, and you arranged this all for Doug to be a part of our content contributors.
Yeah. I'm so glad he
looks like a good-looking guy there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're a good-looking family, actually. Yeah. Doug Peterson is kind of a well-known author. He's the Gold Medallion winner. I don't know what year, but that's I hope I have this right. I think it's an Evangelical Christian Award.
Yeah, I think so. Like Ravi Zacharias. You see it stamped, that little symbol on some of their books.
Yeah, he's that.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's a professional writer. So he wrote this.
Oh, yes, including 42 for the popular VeggieTales
series. Yeah, he wrote
a
lot of those.
And 4 historical novels. He also writes for the University of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's what this one is about, actually.
Okay.
So, shall I read?
Yes, and I love the picture. How about describing the picture so that when we can envision what it's like as you read the story?
Yeah, that picture is one single large square building. It looks almost India, not Native American, but Indian looking with its kind of turret stuff at the top. I don't know. It's just odd.
Are those
look.
All chimneys?
I don't know what those are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so, and that picture.
Type kind of thing on the top.
I went to great length to get that picture.
Yeah, I think that they even had you sign off that it wouldn't be used other than
one time right here in this paper. Yeah, what is that turret or that pavilion at the top almost?
Yeah, almost like where they had some bells in there to ring. And
it's very close to where Beckman now stands, so I will read about it.
Okay, very neat building.
Yeah. A desolation for wandering cattle and pigs. That's the title.
Hmm.
The first U of I class encounters the elephant. The University of Illinois began with one lone building, which looked out on a wide open landscape on the southeast corner of University and Wright Streets, approximately where the magnificent Beckman Institute proudly stands today. But this first building was anything but magnificent or proud. It was called the University Building. Now, there's a really flashy title.
Wow, they had a whole
they went all out on that one.
That.
Or the Dormitory Building.
That was even worse.
I know. But it was best known by the nickname, the Elephant.
Yeah. Which is not a good nickname, usually.
Yeah, I know.
Big Elephant.
Yep. This was a ramshackle structure, and the land surrounding the Elephant was equally unimpressive. When the university was founded in 1867 as the Illinois Industrial University. The one and only building, which the university owned, stood in the middle of a bleak and unadorned campus, made up of muddy lanes and surrounded by pasture, reports Illini Years, a University of Illinois Press book published in 1950. The cattle outnumbered the students. Bert E. Powell's Semi-Centennial History of the University of Illinois, Volume 1, published in 1918, was even more unsparing in its description of that first building and its surroundings. Both were uncompromisingly ugly. sadly in need of improvement, Powell writes.
I don't know. I'm looking at this building, and it's kind of...
It's in a picture. Maybe it looked worse. I don't know.
Yeah, it looks kind of impressive, but it is kind of square, but it's...
I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Powell did. The building was unsuitable in many respects. The campus was a desolation for wandering cattle and pigs. Quote. He also points out that the Illinois Industrial University's grounds did not live up to the glowing accounts given out by local papers when Champaign County...
Fake news, even way back then, right?
That's
there.
That's great, Mark. Yeah. That's great. When Champaign County boosters were actively campaigning to land the university within their borders, the elephant was part of Champaign County's bid for the university. It must have already been sitting there. Powell goes on to quote a description offered up by an early resident, Judge J.O. Cunningham, who noted that the elephant was a five-story structure that stood alone on the bare prairie, unfenced, towering high above anything in either town, and very conspicuous for miles away.
Oh, okay, so this was an existing building. I was thinking they built it for the university.
No, they just
got
the university based on, we have this building, I guess.
Okay.
Hey, I wonder if that J.O. Cunningham is like, you know, there's
Cunningham Avenue or Cunningham
Children's
Home.
I don't know. We should look that up. Maybe somebody will. According to Powell, the university...
Rob's already on it, and he's going to tell us the whole history.
Roger's probably looking this up right now, Roger Weisgarber.
Yeah, he's got it.
I like that. According to Powell, the university board decided to build a fence around this, quote, white elephant, providing a clue to why the building became known as the elephant. After all, a white elephant gift refers to a particularly flawed or useless gift.
Wow, this guy's brutal on this poor building.
The name stuck. Although the university was founded in 1867, the doors to the elephant didn't actually open until 1868. When 77 students arrived on campus, 77, like all students over the past century and a half, this group had to bring their own bedding, but they also had to drag along beds, and they even lugged their own stoves. They purchased coal for the stoves at cost from the university. The price to live in the elephant was $4 per semester, but students had to commit themselves to 2 hours of manual labor every day. Quote, beautifying the elephant, says Illini Years. They built the driveway, began the boardwalk, landscaped the surrounding grounds with trees and shrubs, erected wooden fences to keep livestock off the grounds.
Isn't that kind of classic when they said, there were more, did they say, more...
A desolation for wandering cattle and pigs.
Yeah.
More cattle than students.
Yeah.
To keep livestock off the grounds and made some of the classroom furniture. Wow.
Well, 2 hours a day, that's pretty...
That's significant when you're studying,
Right.
Well, I worked 2 hours a day through college. I don't know why I'm saying that. I worked more than that. Okay. From this humble beginning of one solitary building, the beautiful University of Illinois campus today stretches 7 miles from north to south.
Wow.
With 7 miles?
Really?
I don't know. Okay, stretches 7 miles. With 320 major buildings and 657 total buildings.
Wow.
Yeah, not counting farm or off-campus properties, says Lex Tate and John French in their recent book, An Illini Place, Building the University of Illinois Campus.
Hmm.
Better yet, not a single pig or cow can be found today wandering in front of the Beckman Institute.
Yeah, just further south.
yeah. Oh, I don't know, Mark. I was looking at some of those farms where they have cattle.
Yeah.
Flooded with geese, Canadian geese.
Oh.
It's like they've taken up shop, all over town. They've taken up residence, and I love them, but they're everywhere. Ah, Doug Peterson. Great article, huh?
Oh, that was the end.
This is his sources. He listed his sources.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of sources
here. Yeah, the end is better out. There's not a single cow or pig in front of Beckman today wondering.
And like a good professor, whatever, he cites all the sources.
Yeah.
There's a number of sources listed for his article. Well, thank you, Doug. We appreciate it. Sorry that I interrupted this great article so many times tangent discussions. But, I love the look of that building. But would it be formerly a school or some? What kind? What, like they said, there's no other buildings around the area, and it was like swampy prairie land there.
Yeah.
I wonder what that thing was before then.
you can see that the one reason I wanted this particular picture is there's some free ones, like in the public domain, but this one is the original print. And so you can really see the size. Look at the size of that person at the front.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a tall building. And the kind of portico or whatever that front piece is. I wonder what that building was
before.
Yeah,
it looks like it's the painting. It's like 1910. Is that in the far right corner?
Yeah, I don't think it's a painting. I think it's one of those...
Old photographs?
Those tent, those...
Oh, no, that's 1870?
I don't know what it is, but I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like 18.
We don't know anything. We're just sitting here saying that over and over on the radio. We don't know.
Yeah, yeah. So you get this edition.
You figure it out.
At one of our 150 locations, you let us know. Oh, okay. That's great. Hey, in a minute and a half, is there a cartoon, something funny?
Oh, heavens, I feel
hey,
rushed.
Read one of these cartoons.
Okay, I can
front
do that.
Page?
Oh, which page are you on?
Oh, where?
Oh, we're lost. I was on B6. I was going to read one of my laughing matters. Nobody likes them.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Dorothy Parker, the author, she's great. She says, I've never been a billionaire, but I just know I'd be darling at it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
I like that. Oh, I don't know.
It is amazing how quickly the kids learn to drive a car, yet are unable to understand the lawnmower, snowblower,
or vacuum cleaner. Yeah.
Yeah, we can get a witness for that.
Well, hey, I took my vacuum cleaner into...
you're not going to do the karma one?
No.
Okay. I got to do it.
Okay.
Hear about the new restaurant called Karma? Let's start again.
Okay.
Hear about the new restaurant called Karma?
There's no menu. You get what you deserve.
Anonymous. No one wanted to take credit
Nobody
for that
did.
One.
Yeah.
I love that Doug's Pharmacy
I do too.
Advertisement in here. Appreciate Doug and Julie there in Paxton and their compounding pharmacy. But it's like the adorable little girl in a man's coat and man's shirt, like maybe her dad's
dress
clothing.
Up, play,
she dressed
play
up with a tie on and everything. And they talk about when one size fits all doesn't fit.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's why they do that special mixtures of the compounding, use different...
We're very fortunate we have them in this area.
Yeah, I think there's only maybe one or two in all of Illinois.
Is
and
that right?
Throughout the area. Yeah, they're great.
Well, people need to also read Larry Stevens' movie reviews, Front Row Seat. This is great because, you know, the movie Darkest Hour about Churchill's out right now. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. He's got two other movies about Churchill that bookend the current one in time, you know, like right before and right after. So.
Read all about it in the May edition of the Prime Life Times, The Gathering Storm and Into the Storm.
Yeah.
Movie reviews by Larry Stevens. Good guy. He was part of the cast on It's a Wonderful Life.
He was. I know.
Woo-hoo. All right. Got to go.
Okay. Read the paper.
Come back tomorrow. We're going to do some readings out of your book.
All right.
Memories of an African Son.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. There you have it. Prime Life Times. Get your edition today. And keep listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.